Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Rocky Mountain Part 2. Stay tuned as we ski through this episode. Southern Charm.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Ow, 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 as three of us tonight.
Hey, hey.
Hey, girl,
Three Charmeteers, or whatever.
Hey, everyone. Welcome here to AfterBuzz TV, to our Southern Charm After Show. We are so delighted that you are joining us tonight for this pretty boring slash... Oh, I guess it was a little... It gave us a little bit, right?
It was an okay episode.
Okay. We'll leave it there. We won't say boring. We'll say okay.
I mean, it was one of those episodes you just, I guess, need to smoke out to and relax to.
Right. I kept thinking the whole time if I was sitting at that table high with them, I'd probably be laughing too.
A little CBD, right?
That must be where Susan is. She's high right now. Okay. Susie is not high.
Susie is not here with us tonight, but she will definitely be here next week. She's completely missed.
Yeah.
Before we get started, we do have our lovely Matt here and Crystal. You guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi. My name is Matt Martin. I'm excited to be here and I'm excited to talk about the beauty of Madison.
Yes. And I'm Crystal McLaughlin. Be sure to tune in. We have some special segments coming along. Ooh, so
some segments.
We know what's on my mind. I'm channeling Austin apparently. But basically, we have some really good segments coming up. We have some special moments and also our not so charming moments.
Not so charming.
Yeah, we also have some news to share later on, which Matt will be doing that. And
I'm in the live chat, so
yes.
Holler at us! So let us know that you're... I'm glad that I was in the live chat and I just pressed the wrong button.
Oh
CC Freak!
CC
Freak! In the house, Madison's taking no mess. Yes, CC Freak.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Let's start off talking about overall thoughts about tonight's episode. Because for me, I was living for Madison. I'm like, can they give her a peach? Can they give her a diamond? I mean, what do you get in order for her to be part of this cast for next season? Like, they should just sign her up like this.
I mean, when the executive producers are watching this, like, clearly, Eliza... needs to be
Womp.
Like, I mean, she seems nice, but Madison is bringing it.
Yeah, she is. I love her. Was just like, okay, she's holding men accountable.
Yes.
Like, I want to date her. And
me
I'm
too.
Gayer.
Jesus.
I'm like,
and I'm not,
like,
but
Christmas.
I will be for her.
I will be straight for her.
I will be gay for her.
Madison, if you're watching.
Madison.
You got to love Sam.
Madison.
Madison. Yeah.
She just takes no BS.
In a really classy way.
Yeah. Like, Shep tried throwing something at her, and she was just like, no, what do you,
no.
I give it to you
she's
worse.
She's so calm. I wish I had that calmness.
Yeah.
She
I'm
really is
crazy.
She's one of those people who just seems like they're always, they're just centered in themselves.
Right.
The way
they
she
know
is.
Themselves, right? Can't just say your eyes look so beautiful with that shirt on.
That's
you
what I said.
Thank
yeah.
You.
I was just like, hold on a second. What are you guys talking?
Y'all,
his eyes look like a unicorn's like horn or something. I don't know.
Wow.
It's like,
thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. By the way,
I'm blushing.
I am. Lily Sullivan says hi, by the way. Hi, Lily Sullivan.
Hi.
Thank you for being in the chat.
Thank you for being there.
And CC Freak is talking about, which we're going to talk about, Shep and Austin annoy them, how much they're involved in Austin's life.
Right.
But yeah, I think Madison comes from, I think Madison has not had an easy life. I think she's, when you're a self-made person, but especially when you're a self-made woman, and then you're a self-made woman in the South, you're like... done putting up with bullshit.
Right.
Like, you've been through, and I love that we get to see it. And her hair always looks amazing.
It's just
old Hollywood glam.
I need her or a friend like her to be traveling with me everywhere. Yeah. So that I saw her helping out Catherine do her hair, and it was just, I was in love.
She should have helped Catherine with her hair at the end there.
Okay. Seriously, because that big bottle. But before we get started on that whole dinner situation, let's chat about Naomi and Ashley coming into the picture. I was shocked to see Ashley in this episode. I think we all kind of looked at each other and paused. We're like, wait, what's going on? She's here? And that whole thing was so staged. It was staged. And then Ashley, the way that she inserted herself, I was like, okay, you know what? I think this is what I needed in order for me not to see her anymore, because I'm done. I don't want to see her anymore in any other episodes.
It was definitely a storyline that needed to be added because Naomi didn't show up. So they're probably like, okay, well, we already cut the check. Mm-hmm. You didn't show up, so you're going to need to meet up with Ashley. I know, I could just see Naomi like, no, I don't want to. But
they're bitch, you're getting paid for this episode, yeah. So you got to do it.
So they inserted Ashley's crazy, you know what, and all I could write here was, what was it that Ashley said?
That was one time.
Yeah.
I wrote down whimpering talk. Like, I need to hear it again to be able to get it down. But she was like, she always talks like this and crying at the same time.
You know what I'm talking
about? I do. Like, her ass, man. I'm gonna cry. It's just one time.
Stop it.
I was just like, stop. Seriously.
Well, Ashley does a thing where she says she apologizes. Well, she has sorority girl voice because she's been out doing drugs all night.
Right, but almost like she's orgasming at the same time. Like, she's in a
little bit trying so hard.
She's trying so hard. And so she always says, like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I called you a bitch. And
but you're Naomi's a bitch.
Like, yeah, but you called me a bitch. And she's like, but I said it only once. So she always apologized,
right,
then immediately takes back the apology. Mm-hmm. I think the only reason she wanted to be on this was to show off her new bangs.
She looks more like Landon now.
Yeah, she totes looks like Landon. They have the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And
they live now together. I don't know if they live together, but I know they hang out.
Yeah, they're probably both getting escorts or whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. So, question for you guys. Do you think she kept on saying and comparing herself, right, who she is, her personality, to Naomi and saying, well, you're a straight shooter. You understand me because I'm the same way. Do you guys see a similarity in their personalities between the both of them?
Well, she also said, too, I don't, but I just want to comment. Okay. She also said, and maybe that's why we butted heads.
Yes.
She added that.
But she didn't. Look, Naomi never had a problem with her. It was Ashley coming after Naomi. Like, I never even saw an issue with them last season.
They butted heads because she's freaking crazy.
Right. The only time that I saw them arguing was when Naomi was, trying to help out Kat with the whole ordeal, right? So, they never really had their own little issue. Like, what are you talking about? All I kept thinking about was, she was, Predator. You know, she's just trying to, attach herself to her and, just engulf herself and, swallow her up and, I don't know. She just almost, she's like a parasite. That's all I see when I see Ashley. She's like a parasite. She attaches herself to people.
Yeah.
Dehydrated parasite.
Right.
She wants attention.
And she tries to suck them
gimme.
Dry.
Give me.
Yes. We're high tonight.
I know. I do. I feel it.
In the chat, CC Freak said, if I didn't, and so I'm bringing this question to all of you.
Okay.
If I didn't like someone, the phone number would not be in my phone.
Right.
Stage.
She's like this.
She said stage. But if I don't like somebody, I actually make sure their name is in my phone, and then I have a big, especially
don't
for
answer.
Like guys I used to hook up with that I might not remember their name in my 20s.
Don't answer Big Papa.
But I'll say no, or cuckoo. Y'all keep the numbers in your phone?
Oh, yes, I do. Pervert 1, pervert 2, pervert 3. I'll literally put it like that. Depending on what their personalities are.
Mm-hmm. I'll block them, or else I'll label them as do not answer. And then you know how there's a way that you put a little title. It'd be like, guy I met at a bar. Or something crazy.
Right. I don't even need to know. I just know you pervert 1, pervert 2.
I got this one guy that says, great in bed. Crazy in the head.
I might need to borrow that.
I know. I'm like, what's up?
Because y'all know, because the crazy ones are always, they They know what they're doing.
They get you good.
They know what they're doing. Okay. But yeah, they're not alike at all.
So they, you know, I don't understand why she's trying so hard to be friends with all of them, because at the same time, she's not even with Thomas.
She wants to be on TV, girl.
So, okay.
I mean, that's
she's
it.
She's thirsty.
To me, when I mean, we always talk about how delusional she is, but when she actually said, but I'm on Catherine's side here. And I'm like,
no.
How? Like,
she just took a big gulp, Naomi, of her wine. I was like, girlfriend, drink some more.
Yeah.
I realized, like, how can you think that you're on her side? And then literally, as this is going on, you are
tweeting
and on Cooper's freaking.
Yeah.
Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
And what did she say at the last meetup? She's like, her kids. What was? Oh yeah, that was it. It wasn't the last episode. It was that video. She's like, her kids were dirty, and she never took care of them. I was like, is that your biggest thing?
She said that her son has alcohol syndrome.
Yeah.
We got some tea. Hot tea, everybody.
Oh,
hot tea.
Yes.
We need a tea sound effect.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl.
We have hot tea from Lily Sullivan in the chat, and says, I watched Ashley's Insta Live.
Hey, girl.
Exactly. She did an Insta Live today after the East Coast airing and said, Lily says, I watched Ashley's Insta Live, and she said the only reason why she went back on the show was to get paid.
Right.
She is a money grabber. Mm-hmm. Not that we didn't already know that.
Amen to that. So true. She needed those extra little dollars, whatever she can squeeze out, and then be done with it. But who knows? Maybe she'll be back next season, or they'll probably bring her back because they know that people like seeing her.
I don't
know.
I think I kind of agree with you. I don't know if I want to see her again or not.
I don't want to see her again.
She doesn't have a new storyline.
Yeah, it's the same song. Thing.
Get it over with.
I don't think we're going to see her anymore.
Oh, I hope not.
Let's cross our fingers that's not the case.
Unless you got a new storyline, then just come back home. Because we do like a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like a little crazy.
A little crazy one that showed up today was definitely Catherine in that little getup that she had. Can I just say, when she walked in and opened the door, that entire episode, I felt like she was really feeling herself.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to partake in the weed, but I'm going to partake in looking good.
Yeah. So, thoughts on that, and everybody kind of looking at her and focusing on that attention. What were your thoughts when everybody was kind of just skiing, roaming around, and that whole scandal that was happening?
You mean, the scandal of the weed or the scandal?
Not the scandal. Okay, let me push it back a little bit. So before everybody started going on the ski trip, they all kind of got together, and they actually did. They started talking about the whole weed incident. So do we think, now that you actually brought this up, do we think that Austin should have mentioned something to Catherine?
Absolutely.
About the weed that was happening later on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
He should have mentioned it before they even got on the plane to fly to Colorado.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I think, again, going back to a couple episodes ago, we said Kat is also an adult. She should, when she has a problem in that moment, she should bring it up and bring it to, you know, them so that they can understand. Not to say that she shouldn't have brought it up during the dinner because it was, you know, it was entertaining. But at the same time, it's like, it's kind of like not the best time to bring it up. Like, if you knew before you were actually on the trip, like you're on the bus on the way there, why not say it then?
Maybe because of TV, but also maybe Catherine is just, is kind of has a history of bringing things up at the most awkward situation.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they should have said something to her. I think that they 100%. Should have. you know, I think you should say that to anyone, like, even if you think people do partake, I would say, you know,
ask,
hey, you guys, is this okay with everybody? Is this cool? I just want to make sure.
Right.
But it just, I mean, if I have a friend that's sober and I'm like, hey, we're going to have like a wine tasting, is that cool with you? And yeah, it was just. But, I mean, Catherine said it in her confessional. I mean, these guys think about themselves.
Yeah,
they don't really. Selfish. Like, Craig tries to say that he thinks about other people, but he does in his own way. But Craig is thirsty for that drama.
Yeah.
And he likes to insert himself in drama.
Right. And while they were skiing, Craig kept on bringing up the whole situation with Madison and saying, like, hey, like, Austin, like, why are you guys all you know, lovey-dovey, like, get rid of that. I'm trying to do my ski and do all of these things that I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting, though, because, like you mentioned with Craig, do we think that he's actually doing this more to kind of insert himself and his past into the relationship between Austin and Madison? Because to me, I feel like if it made Madison feel awkward, as we saw them kind of in the slopes and they were hugging, I think she would have pushed him away. But I think because she's okay with it, that's why she's kind of acting the way that she is. So do we agree that Craig is trying to insert himself into their situation?
Yeah, him and Chip.
Yeah.
You know, they have no business. I mean, they really are just lonely.
And really, well, and they're different ways.
Right.
It's so different how they insert themselves. And it's like, you know, Craig is so, Craig is an empath.
Right,
Craig really does feel other people's energy. And maybe I've said this on this show. Sometimes I don't remember if I said something on here or if I said it in the other podcast, Sweet Tea, that I do. So I'm sorry if I said it. But he's like, you know, the one emotion that men, especially in the South, are allowed to have is anger.
Mm.
And so for Craig, I think he's very sensitive, which is a beautiful thing.
Right.
If you're a man and you're listening to this and you're sensitive, good for you. Yeah. It's not a weak thing. Mm-hmm. But I think for him, he does like, I think he does care about Catherine. I think he does want to be in the drama a little too. But I actually think it's painful for him to feel what Catherine is feeling. Like, that bothers him. Or if Cameron's up, he's feeling that kind of emotion in his body.
Yeah.
And he needs to kind of get that out. And the way for him to do that is to, quote unquote, be Mr. Fix-It and try to fix all those things. Because he can't handle the anxiety of holding the emotion.
Right.
That's kind of what I think about Craig.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think we are smoking out tonight.
Yeah, I just got deep. I think you're right. I think the thing is, he's reflecting back on his past relationship. And I think sometimes what we do as human beings, we use our past things that happen to us as a way to help people that we care about. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see Austin's relationship with Madison is the same as Naomi and Craig's. Mm-hmm. And I think he's trying to compare the two. And I don't think that really is going to work out because it's not the same. I think he means well, but also I think he just likes to be kind of a know-it-all. I think it makes him feel good. I mean, that's why he became a lawyer.
Yeah, know-it-all. You know what I mean? That's true.
All I kept thinking was he's trying to, like,
lawyers like to be confrontational. Yeah. That is good.
Yeah, so that is good.
Crystal McLaughlin. Good.
Sometimes I eat my Wheaties.
No, but honestly, like, I kept thinking that. I was like, that's why you're a lawyer.
I just forget he's a freaking lawyer because he never lawyers.
Yeah. I think he really means well, but I think he gets on his high horse and he, like, it's almost like he's like Lenny the Liar. He's like, yeah, that was wrong. Yeah, that was wrong. That's not okay, because you know, he hurt my feelings. Yeah, he hurt my feelings. You know who Lenny the Liar is? I swear, that's what he does. He, like, convinces himself in the moment that it's even larger than what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Shep, on the other hand, is like...
Oh, I just want to say real quick, Lily Sullivan, deep cut, said Craig is focusing on everyone else so he won't be alone with himself.
Wow. Ooh. That's deep.
Hey. Okay.
That gave me the chills. Wow. That was good.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Shep is doing it because he wants a piece of medicine.
Y'all.
That's all. His pelvis is, like, in her direction.
Show of hands.
No, honestly, let's talk about that, because they were so great together, and how she kind of, like, led him into his room or whatever, and she's like, you have this all so clean, so super sarcastic. But you can honestly tell as soon as Madison was walking in that she was ready. She was just full on, whatever you're going to say, Shep. But Shep was like, I like you two together, but just because you're attractive, you're both attractive, but you guys don't bring anything else into the table. That, to me, was like, are you serious?
That's
thoughts on that? Like,
Shep,
why?
Blasting, like, just high to the wind. So, I'm surprised he was making any somewhat sense at all. It didn't make sense. I will give it to Shep that I kind of thought what Shep usually does is turns his tail and, like, totally denies it or denies. Right. Or, and I actually was like, you know, at least he, like, still kind of stood his ground. I was like, yeah, I said it, and I don't. And, you know, he made a good point that we did see Austin, like, Yeah, I mean, I know they want Austin to go out and party, and that's not necessarily great. But he did say, which I agreed with, we saw Austin, like, Madison was making him really upset, and, like, they were fighting a lot, and it was kind of, I think they're, and hopefully they break this pattern if they stay together, but they're kind of seem like those relationship, either they really love each other, or they're really angry at each other. Like, it's just, because when they were together, it was... like teasing a lot and kind of like
it's cute stuff. It's stuff cute, that they get in.
But you know, remember we said like you tease at first, but then when you're teasing so much, it like builds resentment.
Right.
So I think there's like some deeper stuff there. So maybe.
But let me ask you this: when you saw Shep talking to her, did you notice that he wouldn't really give her a lot of eye contact? That to me tells me like. He was kind of like this.
He wants
like a bad little dog.
He was in love. He totally wants to.
He was in love.
But he wants to.
It was something that he couldn't have.
Right.
And that's why he's so adamant about it.
It's shame that he feels for feeling the way he feels.
And I feel like he looks at them and he's just jealous and he's rotting inside. And he's kind of just saying, like, that could have been me for one night.
Right.
And then he would have been over and done with her. I am so glad that Madison didn't end up sleeping with him. Because then he would have been like,
with
Shep.
Oh.
Because, you know, Shep pretty much sleeps with anybody.
Right.
So, you know, if Madison would have been just like someone to massage his back, like we saw earlier this season, all these girls doing all these things for him, then that would have made her kind of someone similar to Catherine.
Right.
Who had been sleeping around, and these guys just don't respect her whatsoever.
No.
So, I mean, it'll be great to see Madison and see what else she brings into the table.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
Do we ever think he'll get over it?
No.
I think Shep, more than anybody on this show, holds a grudge. Because I think Shep, I mean, Cameron said earlier in the season that Shep has a lot of anger issues. And I think for Shep, it's... I would be interested to think that Shep probably feels like he hasn't lived up to his own potential as just because he doesn't really work. He doesn't really have to do anything. He hasn't had to work super hard for anything. And so I don't think he feels very accomplished. And like, I think Shep would feel better about himself if he just just even like worked at Starbucks, even just did something. No, but I mean,
I think
like,
he needs to start a family so he realizes what worth is, you know, like having a kid and being someone for the kid because he's being whatever he can be.
I don't know.
And he's
I think
up
right
in the
now
air.
He'd be a bad
he
father.
Got, yeah, I think
you
so
think
too.
So?
I think he needs to get a project going.
I think it's a project because you've got to sacrifice.
Mm. He's trying. He's got the baby dog. You got baby Craig.
But, oh no!
I mean. Yeah.
That's a whole different.
I don't know. I just don't think. CeCe even said exactly Madison is someone that Shep couldn't have. And I think it is that's what's up with him and that she's with Austin instead. And yeah, Shep isn't comfortable unless he's clearly the top dog.
Right.
Totally.
And that too. Yeah, because he's always beating down. The reason why Austin or Craig likes to hang Shep likes to hang out with Austin and Craig, I think, more than anything, is because he likes to feel superior.
Oh, 1,000%. And around them, are you kidding me? He feels as superior as ever.
And that's why when he's with Whitney, they literally talk about how much better than they are because that way, because he knows he can't compete with Whitney. So he's like, well, let's just and then we're part of the club.
Right. And then you heard him say something like, Shep, I can see you guys are good looking, like you said earlier, but what do you guys have in common besides that? So he's basically saying, like, Austin's a dummy.
That they're both have, they're both pretty
like,
much
superior.
Dummies.
Yeah.
They have nothing else to offer, not even one.
It was like an underhanded compliment to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was intense. Before we do move on, Matt has some wise words to share with you all.
I do, y'all. I would just want to remind you that we love you. We love doing this show. It makes our hearts so warm. And the way that you can keep that going is that you can hit that little subscribe button. Just hit it, sugars. Hit it. Hit it right now. If you're watching this for the first time, just hit it. And, thank you so much. And when that does, that means you'll subscribe to the reality show. So you'll get, like, we have Southern Charm. We were just talking about
Southern Charm New Orleans,
which that show is so good this season.
Yeah.
I'm bummed I couldn't be on the panel, but they've interviewed already Tamika, they've got
Barry,
Justin, they got, y'all did it. Yeah, I got some cast interviews, so, and more are going to come for Southern Charm New Orleans, and maybe we'll get some for here. Probably not. I don't know.
Yes, we maybe. Will. You never know.
You never know.
But they're snobby, our cast.
Our cast is snobby, yeah.
Camera coming. But anyway, so you can check all that information. We can also, dramas are starting up, but now's the time to catch up because we're going to have your dramas, your comedies. Mm-hmm. All of these shows after Buzz will have just for you. So make sure you subscribe. Give a rating on iTunes, mm-hmm. wherever you listen to your podcast. We really appreciate a lot of your podcast listeners. Are we really? We're on your commute with you, and that means
yes,
a lot to us.
Yes, absolutely. And we're also on Spotify, you guys. Yep. So, you know, we're everywhere.
So be sure to leave a comment on YouTube because we will answer. And thank y'all so much for just helping
out. Oh, the poem. You have to tell them about the poem, too.
The poem.
Yes.
We'll have to share that. Okay, we'll share it. I'll share that again.
We got a poem. Someone wrote a poem to us. So if you want to write a poem to us,
please do so. We love all the love.
We get so excited, you guys. You have no idea.
And that, it really is. It's personal for us. This isn't just like we do this because, you know, we want to, you know, be in the valley at 10 o'clock and not we're here because
we love the show
and we love connecting with you.
Right. Like, amen, it really, to that.
We're thirsty for you.
We're dehydrated. But in the good way. Oh, that was all you. I was like, where did that come from? Okay, let's start talking about this whole...
I'm totally going to interrupt you. Yes. I'm not in charge, and you are, but I just have to say...
What?
I just loved watching Don ski so much.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, really? Did you really? Oh, good. I thought you forgot.
No, I mean, it's great that you brought it up, but I had completely forgotten.
Okay,
but that was amazing.
He's just like skiing down the hill, and he's just going. He's like, oh, crap.
If you've never seen a crab on ice, that was dumb.
Oh, shit. And then he's like, Pappy didn't mention this in this note. I'm going fast. You were crying.
It was hilarious.
It was so funny.
I wrote that down, and that's exactly what I wanted to talk about when we started talking about skiing. I'm like, I know there was something that happened during that little episode. Yes, I love that. He was amazing. Can we please keep him on?
I like him.
I don't dislike Eliza. I kind of think she's give or take her, but I enjoy Dawn.
I do enjoy Dawn. Yeah. Same.
One person who kept on bringing up the past, which I thought was kind of weird, was Catherine while she was in the dinner table, and all of a sudden she's looking at old articles and this whole Watch What Happens Live interview. In what mind do you start bringing all of this up? Like, do you really want to bring up some drama? I didn't understand that myself. Did you guys understand why she brought that up?
She's in a dark place. I think it was based off of the stuff that happened there at the table. Basically, she breaks it down to Craig, right? She's like, okay, you guys basically got my children taken away from me by saying all the things you said about me being a pothead, and yet you guys are partaking in cannabis. And now I'm sitting here at this table where you guys are not even recognizing that this happened to me. And now I'm feeling some kind of way, not only because of this, but because of how Whitney spoke to me about how, you know, he was flattered that she thinks that they slept together. So I think it was just a combination of things. If you pay attention to her, I think the reason why going back to like what you were saying about her outfit, she kind of like goes big and bold because I think that's her way of getting attention. Mm-hmm. I think she wants attention, but at the same time, she almost doesn't want it. So, like, that's her way of allowing it to be brought to her, but she doesn't want to... She's not a big talker, if you notice that.
No,
she's not a big talker.
So I think she's an introvert. She goes big like that to almost... You know how there's somebody who's an introvert, but you don't know it because they like jump into a party and they're like, hey, everybody, because it's like they're trying to compensate for that.
But we saw that more when she would be drinking and under the influence of we don't know what.
Right. So that's the thing. So I think she's struggling with, you know, all this stuff. And I think that's what also bothers her. She's saying it doesn't bother her. She wouldn't partake, but I think it bothers her. I think it would bother anybody.
Yeah. But Austin brought it up and he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I should have mentioned it to you. I wasn't really thinking. And then he was like, she's like, okay, yeah, it's fine though. I just want to let you know I'm okay. I actually believed that she was okay. Was that just pure sarcasm on her end?
No, I think she's okay. When she said, I was like, wow, good for you, Catherine. When she literally said, I'm just processing this so I can get past it. And I was like, that's like the work speaking. I think it's great, but I think she just maybe, I don't know, maybe she caught herself, but she was going in a dark place. She was kind of spinning because the fact that you're looking at past stuff, like that, that's like, first of all, that's 2 years ago. That's not
3 years, 3 years ago.
That's not helpful.
It's not helpful.
It's not a good place to be. No. And then like, then Whitney walks out of the porch, and I felt like we should have heard like, and then Catherine's out there, Donna, with the phone lighting up her dark face. Y'all, it was creepy AF.
Yeah.
Creepy AF.
It really was.
I don't know.
It was a lot. It was pretty intense. I think she should have just had the conversation with him and told him and gotten out of the way.
I wish she would have, but she was, you know, she was in her feelings.
She was. I think she was self-loathing a little bit in that moment, you know, unfortunately.
I think in order for her to would have made, what she should have done to make a statement was not show up whatsoever up to the dinner.
Right.
And she should have just had her own little dinner at home.
Right.
And then she'd have been like, you know what, if you, I'm sure, like, Danny would have been there with her, sitting next to her and having dinner. And then that's when she would have been able to make a point.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to partake in that. You were inconsiderate of me, so why should I be considerate of you and go to the dinner?
Boom, girl. You said it.
I mean, yes. Catherine, get it together.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, so we are actually going to jump. I'm going to lead this over to a beautiful Crystal. She's going to jump it off in a segment, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to do our top three weed moments.
Our top
three weed
Susan's
moments.
Susan's not here, so we're doing our top three this week.
Absolutely. And so the top three moments, I think we all agreed on this, right? When Shep decided to try to pour weed on his balls.
Little doobie on the Doobie Brothers.
I thought he really was going to unbuckle his belt and do it in front of everyone.
You know what? That's a visual I don't want to see. I bet it's just very, very patchy.
Very hairy.
Patchy in like a weird patchy way. Yeah. No.
Oh, it's so funny. No. The second was when Craig was actually trying to have a heart-to-heart about what Catherine was talking about. He's like, wait, you guys, Craig's trying to talk. He was trying to talk.
Yes.
And,
And then he even corrected him.
Right.
Yes. Right.
He was like, no, because he's like, no, man, you couldn't care. You could care. Couldn't care less. And I'm like, wow, even when you're high, you're still a pretentious asshole.
I have to say, though, I give it to Craig for just taking it and going.
He's so used to it.
100%.
He's unfazed.
And the third was just him eating way too much weed before the dinner. Like,
he was already blasted before the day began.
He's like, eat half, I'll eat the other half. I've been eating all day.
Yeah. They really took advantage of
they
that whole
really
week. They made Cameron look so uncomfortable. Right. Like, this trip was supposed to be about her,
It was a dude's trip.
Well, Catherine called it. They weren't thinking about Cameron.
No.
Yeah. I actually don't think Austin wanted to. Well, first of all, probably the producer said, hey, y'all, we need to take a trip. Let's go to Colorado because we got this free resort because they gave it to us or some crap like that. Maybe. But still, Austin is the one who presented this whole trip. Mm-hmm. Austin and Shep of let's go to Colorado. And the only reason really they wanted to go was Colorado. Right. They gave two shits
about
Cameron's
birthday. They should have had a separate house for the girls and for the guys.
But they gave two shits about her birthday.
No, they didn't care. Those guys don't care. Okay, so our next segment is...
And I could say that word because Don said it on the ski slope.
Yes, he did.
Crap! Oh, God!
Are you going to start rapping right now?
Oh, no! I'm going too fast, y'all!
Can I say you just nailed it, even with the whole impersonation of the... For all of us hearing us on our podcast, that was Matt.
If you're listening to the podcast, check out the video.
Yeah.
It's hashtag, it's
hilarious.
Worth it.
Right,
that should be a GIF. I definitely feel like it should be a GIF.
Yeah.
Sure. Our next segment is our not-so-charming moment.
Hey, girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in our segment for this segment... That was so repetitive.
Yeah. In the segment.
Y'all,
what we're doing is...
We have a secondhand high from this show, y'all.
We really seriously did. This is all live,
Susan,
by the way, to everyone.
And we fall apart.
Susan, where are you?
Susan, where are you?
You keep us together.
She really does.
Oh, God.
Agreed. J-Lo's going to kill us.
Yeah. J-Lo's going to be like, oh my gosh.
So in this segment, what we do is we talk about our castmates that do something that's not so charming.
Yeah, that's so charming.
So why don't you start, Maite?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Yes, girl.
God, I don't know if this is not so charming, but Austin, when he says, I'm stony-aloney.
Baloney.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, it said Baloney. I thought he said Stony Aloney because he was by himself.
Oh, I thought he said Baloney, but either you might
or.
Be right.
Either or.
I'll take either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was cute. It was not cute. So charming because he was high.
Right.
Yeah.
High as a kite.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you?
My, there were several not so charming, but mine, actually not so charming, it just rubbed me the wrong way when Craig's like, yeah, I gotta go take a piss. And he goes, okay. First of all, he's not Southern anyway, so he's a Yankee. So Yankees, I guess, are rude. But right. No, I'm kidding, not all of them. But I'm like, just say, excuse me, I'll just be back in a moment.
Oh,
like,
I cannot picture him saying that ever.
We do not need to be, or even if he got up and said, yeah, I'll be back. Even if he did that, but like, I don't need an image.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's so funny, because the next one that I'm going to talk about is Craig. It's when he says that Catherine looks like a Teletubby. That wasn't so nice. And because she Susan did. Isn't here.
A couture.
She did. She totally did.
Oh my God.
I was like, yes, she does. You just put it there for me because I was thinking, who does she look like? She looked familiar.
She did.
She looks like that red Teletubby.
Right.
She needs the yellow.
But because Susan isn't here, I'm going to do one for her. And
oh, we have some in the chat too. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let us know in the chat. It was when Craig calls out Whitney. Like, full on, like, in front of everybody. He's like, you denied being with her, and you made her cry. And he goes into this whole thing, and I was just like, wow.
He wanted to laugh.
That was intense.
Again, sorry. I mean, earlier, too, with Austin and Madison, he was like, so, did y'all hook up last night?
Oh, yes, that.
Like, in front of everybody. And I'm like, oh, dude. CC Freak says, Shep High is not so charming.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's...
Shep altogether, not high. I mean, high.
He does totally look like just that kind of smelly old man. Like, right. He's just with the crazy hair, and he's like, dude!
Yeah.
And his eyes, and he's kind
he's
of
twitchy.
All funky.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh! It was just like...
And I'm going to say this, guys, and this is kind of mean, but his teeth remind me of, like, wooden teeth, like George Washington or something.
I feel like if he's so rich, wouldn't he have better teeth?
I don't know.
He just look weird.
I don't know.
Well, sometimes it just shows that they don't really take care. They don't have great hygiene, to be honest with you.
Chef doesn't. I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
Now we're going to jump into our news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Wow. Ooh. Matt, you are on a roll tonight. I love it.
I did that same time.
Okay, Matt. Share with us your lovely news that you have.
Y'all, unless you've been hiding under a rock, I don't know if you saw, but Shep's Instagram got hacked this week. And guess what? He asking for your coin. Asking for it. Apparently, his Instagram, I think a lot of you saw, but it was,
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So his Instagram was literally hacked, and there was like a message on his feed, and it was like this black screen with white words, and it just basically said,
you're my trash.
No, he's asking somebody. Yeah, exactly. He was asking somebody for $500. Literally asking someone for $500. And he said that he was stuck in California without access to money.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, and so he literally had hundreds of, and Cameron, too, had all these DMs about Shep's account. Like, does he need money? Is he okay? Like, is he on drugs? All these people were
I'm
worried.
Not. Can you guys send me $500?
Seriously.
And so the next day, Shep tweeted, phone was hacked last night. I have no idea how. I thought it was Instagram. Sorry for the confusion. It's been frustrating. Yeah, it was you.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. In other news, I have something, an announcement that I found out last week, and it was Austin's post about his beer. It's finally out. The Trop Hoppy Hour is going to be on Friday, July 26th. It's going to have its premiere. Here he says, next Friday, at this very moment, we'll be taking the first sips of King's Calling Brewery Uptown Social Cheese. I don't know what it's somewhere. An Instagram, whatever. Y'all, it'll be a double feature as the very next night we are keeping the party rolling. So come on, come all, and help me celebrate the launch of Trop Hop to the Charleston area.
Wow.
We would like to be a partaking in this. So if anybody gets a hold of this Trop Hop,
Austin.
Send it here to AfterBuzz TV.
How do we get that?
Honestly, we review the show.
I'm thirsty.
Patricia, if you're watching, hey, we would like some Trop Hop. She got the hookup. Yes,
it's true. I'm trying to. See,
The poem.
Yeah. So, the poem. You know what? I forgot to look who it's from.
Oh.
But can I read it real quick?
Yes.
And I'll look.
Do you want, it's a poem by a fan who watches Southern
Charm.
Yeah, it's
by a fan after who watches us. So, and is it, you know, I'll find out who it is later and tweet, because I don't want to waste the time now. But I'll put it on my Twitter, so follow me at TheMattMar, and I will tweet out who wrote the poem. But the poem is, okay. There's no podcast crew like the one of Southern Charm. They spill the tea. Matt does impressions, but surely they mean no harm. Maite always seems to be the one to help keep the show on track.
I try.
The only reason I miss Thomas is so I can hear Matt bring Foghorn Leghorn back. Susan is the newbie, but what a great addition. Aww. The question still remains, will we ever get Whitney's hookup with Catherine Emission?
No.
Crystal is so relatable and honest every time.
That's right.
But it's Matt's laugh that warms this heart of mine.
Aww.
You got, oh, and then they said, you guys truly kill it. Out of a 10-point scale, I rate you an 11. Here's to hoping I can hear more of you all, that there is a Southern Charm season 7. Love you guys.
Oh, that is endearing.
I feel like such a jerk that I can't find on my Instagram.
Well, you know what? They give a double shout out next week, as you can give them another shout out.
Shout us out and remind me, because I get this. I almost said I get so many messages.
Yes,
but I do. So let it know.
Yes, we appreciate you guys always tuning in. Let's do predictions really quickly.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Matt, want to take it away?
They're going to be in Colorado. Somebody's going to be high. That's my prediction. I think Shep is going to, which you saw a preview of, but I even thought as I was watching, I was like, Shep is keeping even cool, but when he sobers up, he's going to be a pissed, raging butthole. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see that.
Right. Things. I think Catherine's going to come with a vengeance. That's what I think. I think she's going to come with a wrath.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Madison's going to spill lots of tea about not only about Shep, but I feel like about Austin and other people. Like, she's just not going to hold back, and she's going to give it to everybody. All the guys. Yes. All just the guys.
I am ready for it.
Okay. We will always be ready here next week. Thank you all so much for tuning in into our show. Matt, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes. You can find me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. And again, shout me out on Twitter and Instagram. And message me again and let me know, because I feel bad I can't remember the poem. You can also listen to the other podcast I do about Southern Charm called Sweet Tea. You can find all that at sissythattalk.com.
That's right. My name is Crystal McLaughlin. Crystal, 823. That's with an I, not with a Y. Oh, my God. It's so generic. Anyways, I look forward to next episode. Hopefully, we get some good tea, because I feel like Madison's going to bring a vengeance as well.
Can we get some Eliza impression next episode?
I know.
Yes.
She had some good lines.
What did she say? She said, This is high maintenance. Okay, if you can't accept it, then don't.
That was Eliza that to show her.
Hey, everyone. My name is Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. That is at This Is M-A-Y-T-E. Thank you all so much. We'll see you here next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.